USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Attorney General is one step closer to being held in contempt of Congress after negotiations with the Justice Department failed. The Judiciary Committee voted along party lines to hold him in contempt for not handing over Robert Mueller's full Russia report. The Justice Department calls it inappropriate political theatrics. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler.
We've talked for a long time about approaching a constitutional crisis. We are now in it. We are now in a constitutional crisis.
But Republican Committee Chairman Doug Collins sees it this way.
The constitutional crisis is a committee that is asking from the Attorney General things that he cannot give. The constitutional crisis is a committee asking to not only write the law, but enforce the law.
Before the vote, President Trump asserted executive privilege, reserving the right to block the full release of Special Counsel Mueller's Russia report. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Heavy rains are swamping the nation's midsection, forcing people from their homes in Kansas and straining levees along the Mississippi River. National Weather Service forecaster David Ross says a line of storms is making its way across Texas for the second consecutive day.
They're getting hourly totals of about 1.5 inches, local amounts of 3. You wouldn't normally think that would be particularly overwhelming, but soils are saturated, and this line's about to move into the Houston metro area, which received pockets of 12 to 14 inches of rain yesterday.
Some parts of Kansas got nearly a foot of rain on Tuesday. In Oregon, Senate Republicans failed to come to work for a second day. They're trying to keep majority Democrats from voting on a $1 billion education tax. Tens of thousands of teachers in Oregon walked off the job over the lack of school funding. The measure would raise revenue through a 0.5% tax on some of Oregon's wealthiest businesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The latest addition to the British royal family makes his first appearance, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The royal baby making his public debut on Wednesday morning outside Windsor Castle, as his parents, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, were showing him off and talking about the joys of parenthood.
I mean, parenting is amazing. It's only been, what, 2.5 days, 3 days?
Yeah.
But we're just so thrilled to have our own little bundle of joy.
And a short time later, it came news that the couple has named the boy who was born on Monday Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Investigators in Highland Ranch, Colorado, near Denver, are still trying to figure out the motive behind a school shooting on Tuesday. Two students were accused in the rampage. 8 were injured, and 1 succumbed to his injuries. School supervisors are closing the STEM school for the rest of the week as investigators continue to process the crime scene and the community begins to heal.
We're going to take care of those who are down and pick ourselves back up. But who we are is we are a kind, compassionate, caring people, and this does not define us. It won't today and it won't tomorrow.
The student who died, 18-year-old Kendrick Castillo, was scheduled to graduate high school in a few days. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.